This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan. Happy to have Kara along as the controller. She's the you know how companies have controllers? She's the controller in the main studio in Washington at our originating network, Radio America. The mind is the focus. How many of you still read books? Because some of the greatest ideas, I find that more reading things, and this is just maybe the way my mind works. I don't know with you ladies. When I read, the stuff stays with me. Yeah. Do I watch and listen and learn? There are all kinds of ways to use your senses, and you learn with them. But I find that I'm the quickest study when I read something. How about you? And whether it's on an actual book or you are using hardware to read the books, are you in the same league with me? Do you go to the library? What's the key to your learning?
We know Kara does.
Yes.
Kara loves a good public library.
I learned by writing things, actually. When I was a kid, I would study by making flashcards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm the same way. Reading helps, but you only take in so much if you're reading. You have to write down the information that you just read, and then it goes through your brain another time, and then that's how I remember it.
All right. Okay. Victoria, you have a good memory?
Victoria just doesn't learn.
I'm learning. Uh-huh. She's just gliding right now. That's it. Yeah. Well, I do think it's really interesting that so many kids don't really use handwriting a lot anymore because of tablets and devices and stuff in the classroom. And there is a connection between your motor skills and your ability to absorb information.
Absolutely.
So by not writing as much, like the way that we all did as kids, your comprehension does take a hit. So
cursive too, writing and being able to write cursively. I found myself thinking more about my penmanship of late. I don't know, because it could be the focus is on using and how much communication we have using the tablets and the iPhones and that sort of thing. So I'm making more of an effort. I signed some documents yesterday, and I was really conscious of how I signed them, not just a scribble like I do sometimes. It's kind of what you choose to do, but maybe it'll make you happier if you are able to think about how it is that you learn, and then maybe you'll learn a little bit more. Speaking of learning, Jennifer, have you got any trending items that are of, trending items, I was going to say are of any value, but the reason you have them is because they're of value, and that's not fair to put that as a caveat on the end of it. So what's trending?
What's trending is the Comey memos. Everybody's kind of filtering through the memos that have come out from the Department of Justice. This was a request from Congress, and the DOJ on the Thursday released all the memos. So they're about 15, 16 pages. So everybody's kind of going through and taking things out of them. In them, it details James Comey's account of interactions that he had with Trump and his team. And it seems just to be a whole lot more of nothing. President Trump, late Thursday night after these documents came out, said that these memos show clearly that there was no collusion and no obstruction. In one of the memos, Comey said that he promised he wouldn't leak or he wouldn't do anything that would be sneaky when the president had said, you know, look, are you on the team here, James? Like, because obviously you're making changes as a new incoming president. You're like, okay, you're a holdover from the Obama administration. Are you here? Are you on the team? He said, sir, I would never leak. Well, we know know that James Comey did leak. He admitted to doing that multiple times, not just once. There was also a lot of talk about Michael Flynn and what the talk was between former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and President Trump asking for leniency, was the rumor. And in this, it actually expresses President Trump's doubts about Michael Flynn and his decision making. I hadn't heard too much about this, but apparently the president was talking about his meeting with Theresa May, and he said, "Thank you so much for being the first person to congratulate me on my presidential win." And at that moment, Michael Flynn popped up in the room and said, "Oh, sir, Putin called 6 days ago." Trump said, "What? Huh? We got a call from Putin and you didn't tell me? You forgot to tell me? 6 days is too long. Wow. You know, why wouldn't you have disclosed that information?"
Why would Putin pick up the hotline and call him directly? Why is he calling somebody else?
Right, on his cell phone. Right, because they're pros.
Right.
So we're finding out this kind of stuff, that Trump's confidence in Michael Flynn had already been shaken a bit before all of this came out and before he ended up resigning. So
all right.
Interesting stuff as people go through.
I find this interesting. This past week, a federal news agency, the pro-Kremlin website, that are seemingly working together, recruiting English-speaking journalists and authors to work on its Wake Up America campaign. And I think you know there's a... did we ever post that interview that I did on Russian TV, RTV? Is that ever posted on the Facebook page?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think we'll this will pave the way for good conversation. Post the interview that I did with one of my colleagues, Holland Cook, who now has a regular show on RTV. He replaced, who did he replace? Tom Hartman. And Hartman was nervous about having the connection to the Russians. And so he split. And Holland is a great friend, never misses a chance for an opportunity to be live, if you will. And he asked me if I would talk about farming and agriculture and food and stuff. And so I went on and did. And I never thought about how here's this Russian-funded television news agency. It sort of was like Al Jazeera.
Al Jazeera, yeah.
It was funded, but they're gone. But the Russians are piling dough into this thing, build a whole new studio facility about four blocks from the White House, and they have all kinds of people. Ed Schultz is a hallmark of what they do. It's the same day-long television that you see on CNN and Fox and MSNBC, only with a slant to what is considered small-town America, where the people who live are angry about the government, and so it's all. And I certainly was happy to be angry at the government, because I am, about what's going on the family farm, as we discussed with regard to the farm bill. One of the things we've talked about in terms of food and farm and family has been how this government is making a mess out of the lives of family farmers. And
I agree with all that. But going back to like RTV itself, where's the money coming from?
Russian government.
Yeah.
So why are they allowed to have a TV network here? We would never be allowed to have one over there.
I don't know. Ask them about you. I never asked the question.
I did this
as a favor to Holland. I didn't get paid for it.
You didn't sign into their Wi-Fi or anything, did you?
No, I didn't. I
wouldn't.
Into nothing. No.
I'd bring my own computer to work if I worked there, and I would not sign onto the Wi-Fi.
But there's a lot of this. They're really into this, apparently, and I think it's Snowden. I've said that all along. I think they would not know anything about any of this stuff if it were not for Snowden being there. And I don't know why. Isn't that the 800-pound gorilla in the room? Nobody seems to want to talk about that but me. I never hear anybody associating. Do you? Does anybody ever hear any association of Snowden to all this Russian hacking? I don't hear any.
Sometimes, but I think definitely he might be a piece of it, for sure.
Really? Kim Jong-un.
Hacking away. So's he, by the way. North Korea's hacking all over the place, too.
But they said that therefore, in an announcement in the name of Kim Jong-un, says he wants complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, and he will not impose conditions as to how to remove the nuclear weapons. He also wants U.S. troops removed from the area. That, according to the president of South Korea, be interesting to see how this all plays out as the two of them end their war and talk about conditions for them to work together. Should we trust this guy? Is he? What is it? What's the? What's
no,
the end goal
we should
here?
Not trust him.
Going to have two different countries.
We should
countries.
Not trust him. Mm-hmm. Right. But we should have a meeting. Absolutely, we should have a meeting. And if he allows himself to be denuked, we should make sure that we have oversight. See, a lot of people are trying to compare this to the Iran deal, and it's not the same because a meeting is not the issue here. Getting yourself involved with a bad deal is absolutely the wrong thing to do. And I think mm-hmm. people will be critical if Trump comes out of this and says, okay, well, we're cool with North Korea. They're going to denuke themselves, and we're just going to trust them, which is essentially what we did with Iran. And I think if there is American oversight and if our intelligence is used to denuclearize North Korea, then it's a big win. But it'll depend on how that,
and
that
by
goes,
the way,
how, what the deal looks like.
We may have said that we'd agree to this, that, or the other thing when it came to the Iranians, but you better know there's plenty of surveillance of what's going on over there. Satellite surveillance, they've got spies all over the place over there.
Well, of course,
we know
we're,
what's going on.
We're surveilling everything, but right. the official inspectors can be appointed, but they're appointed by Iran, and they're also Iran. It's like having people over after you've had the cleaning lady come. Okay, well, you know, you've got your mother-in-law
your
coming
the door.
Over.
Yeah,
yeah, it's yeah. not like a drop-in surprise visit.
Right. 17 after the hour, DJB show. Let me discuss, explain the features and the benefits of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity Products. They have offered for years intelligent nutritional solutions to problems like how do you get your blood around your body in a fast, efficient, positive way. The omega-3s that are in Krill Omega 50 Plus will do just that. You need fish oil in your daily diet, whether you get it from eating the fish or taking the Krill Omega 50 Plus. You need to have fish oil in your diet every day. And also, studies have shown that krill oil, which is kind of new to the scene, just a few years ago, we didn't know what krill oil was. You never heard anybody talk about it. But now, people find that krill oil is a fabulous boost or a help to joint comfort, no matter what age you are. So this is something, even though it's advertised as Krill Omega 50 Plus, that means it's aimed at people who are over the age of 50. I'll tell you, people at Kara's age, Victoria's age, Jennifer's age, also benefit greatly from being on this product. This is a small pill, has both Krill Omega and krill oil and omega-3s. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 for energy, available now free. At 800-355-1493, people say, well, what's the catch? All right, they're offering the bottle free. I know there's got to be a catch. Well, you get the free bottle, and you sign up for the product, which is a fabulous, it really is. I find I can feel the difference, and you will too. And all you have to do is pay a little bit of shipping and claim that free bottle. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both of them together, and it's free. 800-355-1493. Don't miss out on the opportunity. Help yourself to a free bottle. 800-355-1493.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. If you want to buy a home, we can help you get a great mortgage that may require as little as 3% down. And we also invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives you a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes. And for 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call America's largest mortgage lender at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results may vary.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Honey?
In here.
Oh, you painted the ceiling.
Yep.
Blue.
Feels so much less cooped up, right?
I guess. What's the yellow paint for?
Well, the floor needs a double line, otherwise it's chaos. Can you hand me that yield sign?
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Change after the hour, DJV time, Jen, Victoria, Kara, Doug, with the real story behind three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri. This is the theme from that movie. A woman found murdered by the side of the road, her grieving parent, upset that the killing remained unsolved, rented a billboard asking police why nobody had been arrested. It was the plot, and it is the real-life case that inspired the movie. Investigators raised the reward money in this case, 17 years old, in hopes it'll bring some new leads into the unsolved mystery. Case began on May 14, 1991, when the body of Kathy Page was found inside her car in a ditch in Vidor, Texas. She was 34, been strangled. Police think her vehicle had been put in the ditch to make her slaying look like an accident. For years, her father, James Fulton, put up billboards along the Interstate there, Interstate 10, calling for justice for his daughter. Writer-director Martin McDonough saw the billboards during a bus trip through the South 20 years ago, and it stuck with him. He took that message and turned it into the movie. This is about a woman, though, who confronts the murder of her daughter. Unsolved rape murder, that was the main story there. Won a couple of Oscars, right? Didn't it get? Yeah.
It did. Frances
best
McDormand.
Best Actress and Best
and
Supporting Actor.
Big surprise. Sam Rockwell, yeah.
Yeah. In the Page case, the Department of Public Safety said that it was doubling the reward offered in the case. It was $3,000, now it's $6,000 for information about the slaying. So something good coming out of it, other than just a good story, but those sorts of things are... It really is amazing when you bring popular culture into things that are real, how recognition or acknowledging that there's a problem can bring a change. And the tone here, obviously, is much different. So hopefully they'll find the culprit. Meanwhile, in music news, Carrie Underwood has given an interview, first one since she was injured. She was out for how long?
Right.
November,
did it happen
right?
in November? Yeah, November.
Yeah, yeah
right.
It happened before Christmas, for sure.
She made an, let's see, this is a new single that's out, Cry Pretty, which debuted during her comeback performance at the ACM Awards last Sunday. When asked about the accident happened, she said, quote, "I was taking out the dogs to go pee. I didn't let go of the leashes. priority, she said. So that's why my left hand is fine. I reached to catch myself and missed a step. If I'd fallen anywhere else, I would have been fine. I've been very fortunate in the healing process. I was at one point when I didn't know how things were actually going to end up. I didn't know what it was going to heal like. It was a worry for me and my son. But now, if I put makeup on, he says, Mommy, your boo-boo's all gone.
Aww.
So...
It's interesting. I watched this. This was actually on camera, this interview. She looks great. You would never know. And even the interviewer said, you know, I didn't really know what you were going to look like because you've kind of been telling people that you look different. But it turns out, because he asked her, where did she hit her face? Because you really can't find a spot.
Looking at it
and apparently, she fell face forward. So, like, her chin up to her nose, that whole area around her mouth, apparently, is where all the stitches were.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Also in the world of music, Sir Paul McCartney on his Instagram page filled it up with a lot of family photos, fan art, and his moves on tour. A couple of days, he took his page to share a picture of his first wife, Linda, on the 20th anniversary of her passing. He put with the image of her a short but sweet caption, quote, remembering Linda with love today, beautiful memories. Paul and Linda's love story, one for the history books. They were married from 1969 till 1998 when she died. She had a tough time with breast cancer. It lasted 3 or 4 years. Following the dissolution of the Beatles in the 70s, they're also a rock power couple, founded members of Wings. In 2011, McCartney gave his blessing to a Nashville charity concert, an album for cancer research in memory of Linda.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. If you want to buy a home, we could help you get a great mortgage that may require as little as 3% down. And we also invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives you a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes. And for 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call America's largest mortgage lender at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results may vary.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Welcome to another exciting, stimulating half hour of conversation on the DJV show. Things that you ought to be thinking about or ought to know if you are like gentleman Mike Hugo, who writes, how do you do, Mr. Stefan? I listen to you every morning while I'm driving to work. Though we may not always agree on your ideas, I believe you make a bit more sense than most of the rest of the people who are on the radio.
Let's not get crazy, Hugo.
That's Jennifer Horn. What do you have this trending, Jennifer, on the top of your mind?
There's a new story that's out, and this just piqued my attention. Smartphone addiction, which is a real thing, apparently, increases loneliness and isolation, and it is no different than substance abuse. So this is kind of this is big news. You have researchers who are saying that there is an imbalance in a lot of teens that comes from this addiction, this digital addiction, and a new study finds that over-attachment to your phone causes serious social problems. It boosts feelings of loneliness and isolation. It'll worsen anxiety and depression, and apparently they say that this is really on track to be they're putting it on the same plane as opioid dependency. This is a study done by San Francisco State University, and they say it's no different than people who are addicted to Oxycontin for pain relief. Is that ridiculous?
Wow. Seems to be, yeah.
I think it's true, though. Think about it. You spend all that time on your phone, you're detaching from everybody else around you, which is the same pattern that a lot of drug addicts go on.
Yeah, it's like a drug. It really is. Look at the way people are attached to it. You're right.
And if you're using drugs, no one wants to hang with you. And if you're on your phone constantly, no one wants to invite you anywhere, right? Because you're just always on your phone. So it makes total sense.
Victoria, would you update us on what's going on in Puerto Rico? There are a number of blackouts been reported this week, and with the hurricane season beginning in June, one wonders if the situation will become normalized before the next hurricane season.
Well, that is definitely the big question. So Puerto Rico had a similar blackout. It's the second worst blackout that in U.S. history, and the whole island went dark. Some of the power has been restored. A lot of people are still right back where they were 7 months ago when Hurricane Maria hit and wiped out power. On Wednesday night, the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians finished off a special two-game MLB series, which was meant to honor the island's tradition of producing some of the best baseball players for the MLB, and of course, the whole island was dark. It went black except for the stadium. So the stadium was, there were so many pictures on social media, the only thing that you could see that was lit up was the stadium itself.
Wow.
So, yeah. But, so the power authority is a mess down there. They're still clearing debris from the hurricane 7 months ago, and this, a tree fell on one of the power lines and sparked this whole reaction of the blackouts. So, unfortunately, it's just a huge setback, and a lot of people are commenting who live on the island that they feel like they haven't made any progress.
Yeah. Well, it's a tough reality, that's for sure. I'm glad when you give thanks for whatever it is that your life offers you today, thinking about the good things in your life, be thankful you don't have to live in that environment, in that circumstance, that situation.
Yeah.
Here's something that I guess we might have expected, given what happened this past week on that Southwest Airlines plane. The jet made an emergency landing in Philadelphia. Already the ambulance chasers are on the case. Ladd Sanger, who is a, let's see, the law firm is, it's an aviation law firm. They specialize in suing airlines. So here we go. This is the number one airline sue, and it's amazing how lawyers specialize, you know, how doctors have their specialty. I suppose, you know, many fields have their specialty. So in the law firm, in the law field, this is a firm that only handles people's cases who want to sue an airline. So the airlines now, they lawyer up. They've got their own departments. And in this circumstance, the first two suits filed by the woman who sat next to Jennifer Reardon, who held on to her body as she was almost sucked out of the window.
Oof.
And then apparently that's somebody rough. Else who is feeling that the airline is vulnerable because the maintenance on the plane's engine, and that's where they're going to get socked. Somehow or other, these guys are going to find that the fan blade that was broken or broke off in flight, it ought to have been seen, it ought to have been found. And so they'll sue the hell out of them, and they'll... You know,
is this enough to bring down Southwest?
No, not at all. No, they have insurance for stuff like
this. It's pretty big.
Yeah.
But now, I'd heard that there was a crack in this fan.
Yeah, there was. There was.
That was not evident to human eyes, and that... Well, and I'm curious to know, because then they said there's a supersonic process that kind of reviews all these things that you cannot see. But this particular plane was not scheduled for that until December. Right. So will this change maybe the frequency of those scans?
I don't know the answer to that. This is the most popular jet engine used today anywhere in the world. There are more 737s flying than any other airplane in the world, and this is the engine that's used on most of them. It's been a successful workhorse. This kind of thing has never happened before. But to answer your question specifically, yes, it's kind of like when you look at it, it kind of looks like those things that you go through the backyard, the magnets to detect whether there's any iron or any metal under the surface. You know what I'm talking about? Those metal detectors that look like a dish on the end of a pole.
Yeah, like the people use on the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so this device, they stick into the engine, and it has a, it's not a microscope, but it has electronic detection. So it can find even the smallest hairline crack. And the carbon-based steel that they use for these, the strongest steel, but it has to be the lightest. So every once in a while, there's going to be a flaw. There's nothing about this. This hasn't happened for a long time. At least the plane hasn't been downed by it. They find them all the time. This is something that would be done every year. Those engines are generally changed, especially at Southwest, where they are up and down, up and down. There's tremendous flex on the cabin, the wing structure, the planes themselves. And so the stress, because of their up and down function, leads to more surveillance. Normally those engines are changed. I don't know how Southwest does it. I know American changes off the engines pretty much every year. So they rebuild engines, they put them on, they take them off, and it's really it's a pretty interesting thing to watch. I remember I broadcast from the hangar of the Boeing plant in Seattle the day the first 777 came off the line. And I want to say it was 1996 or 97, somewhere in there. It was United plant. I stood underneath and did the program from underneath the plane. And I had the privilege of all these engineers wandering around explaining how the plane worked. And you know, one of the things they said is very easy, really, to change these engines. They can do it in 3 or 4 hours. Drop them, just disconnect the fuel lines, and bring the next one up and hang it on. And most of them, the thing that is really, I don't know if I want to say scary, they're only held on by 4 or 5 bolts, the engines. There are these huge bolts that are, there are 2 of them in the front and 2 of them in the back, and I think there's another one. And I'm trying to remember what they call them. I want to say pindle, but I don't think that's what it is. There's some name for these bolts. And
that does sound scary that there's only 4 or 5 of them.
Yeah.
But engines don't just fall off airplanes.
No, they don't.
So you don't really hear about that.
No, they don't. Well, one did. That's why I know about this. American DC-10 taking off out of Chicago about 30 years ago. I'll remember the video till the day I die. I remember the plane took off, was at about 500-600 feet, and the engine fell off. And the plane dipped to the left and crashed, and everybody in the plane was killed.
Ooh.
But they had the pylon. It's a pylon. That's what just came to me. The pylon boat, a bolt. They had not secured 2 of them when they changed the engine on the plane, and this was the first time the plane had taken off since they changed the engine. Engine just fell off. So.
Well, luckily, 30 years later, we don't hear about stories like that.
Jeez. Yeah, thank God. No.
But at any rate, the point of the story was to talk about the potential claims against Southwest, wrongful death, trauma, that sort of thing.
Well, they're already starting to pay people. Everybody on board is getting a check for $5,000 and then another $1,000 travel voucher.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah. But and that's the thing. If you accept that check, which I think 3 or 4 people have already accepted
right.
You negate your ability to join the class action. And a lot of people don't know that. That's why they rush to pay everybody. Oh, yeah, $5,000 sounds okay.
There you go. Right.
Yep.
And then, well, the lawyer is now calling.
Realize,
the lawyer has a list. This guy Sanger from, what's it? It's, his name is Davis Sanger, I think. He's called all over his office. He's called everybody who was on the plane. So now they, whoever hasn't signed isn't going to sign at this point. But, yeah, you're right. They always do that.
Let's don't cash that
sign
check.
Up.
No.
All right. 45 past the hour on the DJV show. If you're a small business owner and you're still using Gmail, Yahoo, AOL, Hotmail, and your address online is something simple like joeblowspharmacy.com. Joe Blow is going to change his tune when he hears what I have to offer, or actually what Easy Email has to offer. I'm just telling you the story. EasyEmail.tech. Go there. You can find them at EasyEmail.com, Easy Email. But the point is to go to them and get a simple, low-cost change so your identity stands out, whatever your business is. JoeBlow.tech or JoeBlow.shop or JoeBlow.radio or whatever your profession is, you can now have a dot, whatever you prefer, after the name of your company that really makes you stand out. EasyEmail.tech. Go there or call them at 844-344-7607 for a new identity. 844-344-7607. 844-7607. This is not like the witness protection plan where you get a new identity. It's just a new identity online. People will talk about you. It's amazing how I've seen this in study after study after study. How, and that's why when I'm doing advertisements for companies, I try to find, pick out something that's different that people will remember. I just think the name of the company, in this case, is easy to remember because it's called Easy Email. So go to easyemail.tech, see what they can do for you to change how you appear to your public. 844-344-7607 or easyemail.tech.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now 48 past the hour. By the way, I forgot to, when we were talking about Southwest, Delta had a flight that made an emergency landing at Dulles yesterday because one of the tires fell off. It was on its way from LaGuardia to Atlanta, and it made an emergency landing at Dulles Field because the plane had a left tire drop off the plane. Okay. But if it...
Gotta remember to attach those screws, everybody.
I gotta wonder why it is... Why you make an emergency landing? You're gonna have to... Wherever you land, you're gonna have the same circumstance. It seems kind of silly. All right, Victoria, you have something that's late and hot.
Yes, it's the story of a knight in shining wetsuit. It's a big wave surfer, Laird Hamilton. He lives with his wife, Gabrielle Reese. They have a house on Hawaii, on the island of Kauai. And, of course, they got 32 inches of rain earlier this week, and the flooding has just washed out bridges and homes, and people were left stranded going to the roof of their house. It looked like images from Hurricane Katrina all over. And so, apparently, Laird Hamilton has used his boat. He has done more than 75 rescues personally, including saving a family that was vacationing from San Diego. And, over 400 people have been airlifted off Kauai now.
Wow. Good for him.
That's a good thing.
10 before the hour. Yes, it is a good thing.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
JV time is 53 after the hour. Time for our weekly visit with Nick Miles, who has a fabulous website, ourautoexpert.com, ourautoexpert.com. All right, so Nick, the Division of Occupational Safety and Health in the California IA has opened an investigation into Tesla because of workplace hazards at their Fremont plant. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday who had ordered a three, and he put $1,000 down on it and then decided that he didn't want it because of some things he'd heard. They won't give him his money back. I thought that was...
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, that was a little starchy. So what do you hear? Yeah. What's the latest from Tesla?
Well, it seems there was an investigation by a media organization into the factory, and I'm not sure whether this was prompted by something that happened at the factory, some sort of injury, but the California OSHA department came back and said, yep, they think that Tesla have been underreporting the amount of accidents that have been happening at their Model 3 factory. And, you know, they're desperately trying to get these vehicles out. They keep projecting these numbers. They get about 20 to 30% of what they say they're going to produce. So, you know, they're struggling a little bit, and it looks like that reporting struggle too. We're not sure of how many injuries or whether somebody complained inside the factory, but another chink in the armor of Tesla this morning.
All right, Ford has a new F-150 diesel, 30 miles to a gallon. I'm trying, you know, I have Ford pickup trucks. I've got a 150, a 350, and a 550 on my farm. They have the old, because they were 2000 models. They have the really good power stroke engine in them, although one of them's apart on the floor of a shop at the moment. What's the diesel they're putting in a 150? I don't remember seeing a 150 with a diesel in it.
Yeah, no, so this is brand new. And the diesel was announced last year. They were coming with it. You know, it was only in that small-sized truck, or what they call the mid-sized, I guess the three-quarter ton truck, there was only a diesel in the Ram 1500 version.
Right.
And that was getting 29 miles a gallon. So Ram kind of had the market cornered there for a long time. Rumors that Chevy were going to get involved in it, in the diesel thing, but Ford came out with it first, and they're saying they could do a mile a gallon better at 30 miles a gallon, which is going to be huge news for truck owners.
And, but the problem with it is, not only get into the weeds, but most, this is something identifiable because a lot of people have these F-150s and Ford pickups and the Chevys and the Dodges. The Dodge has a Cummins engine in it that you cannot kill. Very loud, but it's a great engine. The problem with the Dodge is they have a crappy Mercedes transmission that blows out no matter what. This doesn't last. In the terms of the Chevys, that Duramax diesel engine has become much better than the conventional Ford diesel that's been used since the mid-2000s. I think they've tried to, but the diesels that were in the pickup trucks, the Fords 2004 and beyond, were awful. You've probably heard that story.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. But this is a Power Stroke diesel. It's a 3 liter, and they're expected to do really well with it. You seem to have a trade. Well, first of all, we should mention the F-150 has been the best-selling vehicle in America. Period.
Yeah,
nothing
period.
Sells better for 37 years.
Yeah.
So they can do nothing but get better. And this engine's going to change an awful lot. The interesting thing is, Doug, that the other engine that's diesel in the market, which is in that Ram 1500, is only in the old version of the Ram. So the new rare version of the Ram doesn't have one and won't get a new diesel engine until next year. So Ford looks like they're going to be king for at least a year.
I noticed Ford is recalling about 350,000 trucks and SUVs because of a gear shift cable problem. There's nothing dangerous about that, is there?
There's been no reported deaths that we found on that yet, and it's just clearly something that needs to be fixed because there could be a problem in the future. But that, a lot of recalls are just about making sure your car runs correctly. They'll tell you, do not drive the car if there's a problem where someone could get hurt or injured.
Walmart is going to have an electric car charging station. What's that going to do for business?
This is the most bizarre story I've read all day. Because I had to step back.
Who the hell goes to shop? Who shops at Walmart that's driving an electric car?
Pow! You hit the nail on the head, Doug. Yeah. Absolutely. I don't think that people who are paying $35,000 to $45,000 for a car are going to Walmart. But I could be wrong. So VW and Walmart have teamed up saying they're going to put electric chargers in Walmart. To me, this sounds like the most bizarre thing. It almost sounds like, hey, we're going to put electric charging stations on the top of mountains. It's almost where nobody with electric cars is going to go.
That's the
most bizarre thing. But I guess it's a big deal. It means that they have access to all of these places across the country to put electric chargers. And maybe electric charging people will go to Walmart. Maybe this is a new thing.
Yeah, maybe they're trying to attract new business. I don't know. They better clean up their act if they expect people to come back more than once. All right, Nick, good job as usual. Nick Miles at OurAutoExpert.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.